from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, it didn't take the Black Lives Matter movement for most of us to realize that police brutality and harassment against Black men is a critical issue in this country. In fact, we know the toll that brutality and harassment can take on the psyche of Black men. Now, one woman knows that all too well. In fact, Tom, she says police brutality led to the breakup of her relationship to the man she thought was her soulmate. I'm going inside her story with Shanita Hubbard, who is a writer who's had pieces that have appeared in TheRoot.com and TheHuffingtonPost.com. In fact, she wrote about this experience in her life in one of those publications. Good morning, Shanita.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, thanks for being here. You know, I read your piece and it just blew me away. It was very real and raw and honest. I have to ask you, how long ago was that breakup?
Oh, this was a few years ago, but it was one of those, I guess, relationship situations where it kind of just stays with you. Not necessarily for the romantic piece, but because I'm such a passionate advocate for police reform and juvenile justice and criminal justice reform, I'll often reflect back on that and think of, you know, how that totally impacts our community on an interpersonal level.
Right, right. So let's talk about what you wrote about. And you wrote about when you went to see him the weekend that you found out that he had been beaten up by police, and you say it was pretty bad. Describe for the audience how bad it was.
It was awful, because I wasn't expecting it. That's not something that you see firsthand every day. And even as someone that's kind of been working in this field on so many different levels, we all know about it from a distance. And so to kind of like see it up front was alarming. But I guess what was more alarming was the contrast. He physically looked like he maybe sort of been in a car accident, so many bruises and gashes, but he was so dismissive. Like, oh, just kind of like whatever. It's just what happens. This is what police do. You know, almost like he was just like, it was just so dismissive. So it was a combination of the two that really jolted me. I wasn't exactly sure how to process it.
And you wrote about how you did process it and how you tried to handle it. Explain that to the audience. What was your reaction? How did you try to help the situation?
I think initially I was trying to kind of like, first I had to process like, oh my gosh, this really happened. Like, what are we going to do? What's the next step? But it was difficult to try to help someone that doesn't see themselves as a person needing help, in essence of, I just went through this traumatic experience. You know, I couldn't own that for him. So I tried my best to discuss it openly as much as I could, which is part of the reason why I wrote the article. It's not easy to kind of like tap into really personal stories, but sometimes if you share it openly, it kind of normalizes it to get other people to kind of talk about it, because that's a big deal when someone goes through something so traumatic and won't recognize it as that. It makes it difficult to help them.
Why did you think this led to the breakup of the relationship? Because you guys, as I wrote in the opening, where when you describe what your relationship was before the police brutality incident, it seemed very special.
It was. I don't think you get very many great loves, but he was definitely one of them. It was very special. It was after that incident. I think hindsight is 2020. And I think back now at the situation, I feel like he was processing it. He was embarrassed. He didn't know how I viewed him. And then there's a part of me that really thinks he genuinely didn't feel supported because I got quiet. You know, I didn't understand his silence around it. So he started to deteriorate and kind of like process it on his own. And as a result, it was like a domino effect on us. Like, if you're not a whole person, your relationship can't be whole and healthy.
Right. You know, this spoke to me because as a Black woman, you know, you're going to encounter a Black man in your dating life that has dealt with this on some level. And I just wonder what it left you with, if you could give women advice on how to handle a situation like this. Not that you're an automatic expert because of what you went through, but just your thoughts on it.
I'm not an expert on it, but I will say, like, when I first walked in, I think that I was so alarmed and I automatically went into the, like a lot of Black women do, like a lot of women do. Sometimes we go into the, let me help you, let me see how I can fix this. Sometimes just fall back and follow the lead as somebody tries to process their own emotion, their own experience. That could be helpful.
Is that the best advice you could give?
I don't know the best advice I can give. I know that it's important to talk about it. You know, I guess the first thing is to understand that it happens. That is a big impact. So talking about it, if you can at all, is important. Like putting it out there and discussing it as much as possible.
How long had you all been together when this happened?
A couple of years.
Because I asked that because in looking at the article that you wrote, you were talking about the superficialness or superficiality of your relationship and getting deep to the relationship. Did that not occur, and is that why?
It occurred, yes, it definitely occurred. It started to happen, like, after it. Little by little by little, it started to become more and more and more superficial. I think in any relationship, when there's a problem, when there's an event, when something happens, when you don't talk about it, for whatever reason you give yourself, but when you don't talk about it, it does become a little bit superficial.
Did you get help for yourself in trying to deal with this?
I probably should have, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Were you all able to ever come together again as friends and talk about this situation and why you broke up and all those things? Any closure?
Yes. Much later, we kind of went back to it, but it was for the sake of closure. It definitely wasn't for the sake of rekindling it. We kind of talked about thinking about where things fell apart, it was a natural progression for us to kind of, to go back to that time and to that day.
Mm. Would you have done anything differently in hindsight in that relationship when you walked in that room? Because he kind of disappeared because he had been arrested. And then he called you and asked you to come over. You go over there. You don't know what's going on, what happened. You walk in and then you see the brutality that he experienced physically.
Honestly, I think I would do something different. What happens is when you're at that moment, I guess I was familiar with police brutality just from a distance. Like, you hear about it, you read about it, but you don't really see that actually happens and see the physical ramifications. So when it happened immediately, my first thought was kind of like, well, what did you do? Like, you had to have prompted, you know? So I'm sure maybe I conveyed that in some way. I feel, looking back, I wish I would have been kind of more empathetic. And that's probably partially part of the reason why I'm such a champion for, like, police reform and things of that now. But that's how I am now. I don't know if I was necessarily a person then.
Mm. So this incident pushed you into that kind of activism?
It certainly prompted me. I've been in the criminal justice and juvenile justice reform for years, but I'm so impacted on a personal level for different reasons, and this is one of them.
Yeah, so many women can relate to what you wrote about in this article, Shanita. I appreciate you sharing it. I think it's very impactful and powerful.
We are reprinting the article on Black America Web, right?
Yeah, yes. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Okay.
All right, Shanita Hubbard, thank you so much.
I really want to read this.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you,
powerful.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank